Rambam. When gradually by sadhan bhajan we are going towards nishtha and ruchi, they will go gradually. And when we will come to bhav, almost all things will go. But a smell will be there. They will seek a occasion when we come, we can come. But bhav bhakta always so careful that he does not give any chance to return them. And in prema bhakti, that gandha also goes away. But there is chance that a smell can come and then all obstacle can come.
Even in prema.
When a man sees Krishna darshan, after prema darshan, there is no chance of a smell and nothing. Atyantak nibrati is there. एक क्या प्री हताश का क्या होगा?
डिसअपॉइंटेड और डिसअपॉइंटेड.
देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ टू बी डिसअपॉइंटेड. ऑलवेज लीव विथ उत्साह दैट आई विल हैव कृष्ण प्रेम. शॉर्ट एंड इफ I know that it will be in after hundred birth. Oh, it is fixed. That I will in 100 birth. I will surely. So it depends on the sadhana of that sadhak. So in bhakti cult, this should be always encouraged. Usahat nishchaya. निश्चय रूप में हमें मिलेंगे ही. जब इतनी समय पार कर लिया और विषयों को अब समझने लगे जैसे ये ठीक नहीं है, मांस थिंक दैट आई एम नॉट गुरु, ऑलवेज इट थिंक थिंक दैट माई गुरुदेव इज गुरुदेव. सो ऑल दिस वेरी स्मेलिंग एंड गोल्ड फ्लावर्स आर कमिंग. I will take them as a pushpanjali to our Gurudev hand and he will give it all to Radha Krishna, lotus feet. He never wants to steal a very small part of that for his own purpose. What comes, he gives it to his Gurudev and his Gurudev gives it to the feet of lotus of Krishna and Radha. This is certainly a good.
But when he teaches disciples, then how, if he does not think I am guru, what does he think on
it? He should think, actually we are not guru. This actual thing, what is the harm to realize this? But if they pretend and think them that I am guru, they are following me. Actually not me.
Then in what attitude does he do those duties of giving instruction?
What instruction?
Why should he give instruction to anybody if he is...
No. He gives instruction. He will give. He helps others. He tells that these instructions are not of mine. All this stuff or instruction are of my Gurudev. I am like a peon. I am not master of all these things. What he has told me, I am telling to you. So he gives all these things. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has written like this.
Yes.
And told like this. I have a money order. I am a peon. I am giving this money order to a certain person by whom name it has been coming. If he takes a price from that money order, he is dismissed from his service. So we should try to be like this.
गुरु के गुरु बनने का अधिकार उसी पर जो आसक्ति की स्टेज पे है उससे पहले
गुरु बहुत तरह के होते हैं उनका तो मध्यम अधिकार तो जरूर होने चाहिए एटलीस्ट मध्यम अधिकार शुड बी देयर टू बी ए गुरु देन नॉट गिव इनिशिएशन और एनीथिंग इफ ही गिव्स देन वी शुड थिंक दैट बाय हिज mercy, he being a Uttam Bhakta, he coming down, he is getting initiation. But he is in Uttam Adhikara. This is Adhikara of Madhyama Adhikari to give initiation, Harinam and all this.
I had one question about Srimati Radharani. I wrote it down. In Vilapa Kusmanjali, in the 10th canto, when we hear of Srimati Radharani, she is fully engaged in pastimes with Krishna and with her own sakis. We do not hear that she has any connection with conditioned souls or neophyte bhaktis. And yet, our Srila Prabhupada writes in his book, Radha is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. So, could you explain more how a beginning devotee has a relationship with Radharani?
Beginning devotees cannot have all these. It is not for beginning. Beginners. Where he has written in 10th canto?
No, he has written this in the purport to Adi Leela, canto chapter 4.
Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
Oh.
Radha is a medium transmitting a living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors.
How do you think, do you think that Vrinda Devi, Yoga Maya are mediums?
Huh.
No? You understand this?
Yes.
Very vividly. That Yoga Maya, Yoga means plus, who meets G, conditioned soul, to Krishna. This is yoga. Maya, Maya means the prem here. Maya had two meanings.
Yeah.
Maya means affection for this world. Illusory Maya.
Yeah, Mahamaya.
This is called Mahamaya. And the same Maya, when it acts, that by prem, Vishuddha prem, pure prem, she mixes a jiva plus with Krishna. This is yoga maya. Maya means prem. Either it will be in maya, either it will be in Krishna. Both are maya. But that maya is Vishuddha maya, and this is the illusory maya. So by medium of yoga maya, Vrinda Devi always meets a conditioned soul to Krishna. Not conditioned soul, when his conditioned soul, anyhow she managed by Guru and Vaishnavas to meet Krishna. But all are fraction of Srimati Radhika. All, Jog Maya, Vrinda Devi, Jamuna Devi, Giriraj Govardhan, Vaishnavas, every Guru is all our fraction of Srimati Radhika. So, it has been told here. But directly she does not do it. By means of Jog Maya, Vrinda Devi and all others. Because Radha has no purpose with conditioned soul. Only Mahamaya has something with him. So I think he has written, having the idea of that Radha. Radha means those who worship Krishna.
Yes,
who
the worshipper
of Krishna is Radhika.
Yeah.
Best is Radhika. So Aradhan has come from Radhika. No? This is called Samvid Amusam Ladini Shar.
Yes.
Substance of this Bodhisattva. This is called Bhakti. No? Bhakti is medium between Krishna and conditioned soul. So bhakti is a part and parcel of Srimati Radhika. No?
Yes.
Bhakti lives actually in whole in Radhika.
Yes.
And from bhakti, if a particle comes in our heart, in jeev, then jeev becomes aradhak of Krishna.
Yes.
Otherwise he cannot be. So that a sparkle comes from Radhika. So she is medium.
Yes. What about when so many bhaktas in Vrindavan, they sing, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. It is not direct that they can.
Well, they, because someone has, Mukta Mahapurush has told like this. Understand?
Yes.
They follow him. They don't know who is Radhika, what is Radhika. Araksha puller comes, tells that, Oh Radhe, 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 Radhe. If he sees a monkey, Jai Sri Radhe, doing whole day all other businesses, and then they come to take darshan of deities, or Jai Sri Radhe, when they see each other, Jai Sri Radhe, Radhe. Or Gurudev was quite against of this
such
Radhe Radhe.
Free common saying Radhe Radhe. No?
Because Sukadeva Goswami has not yet written any Radhe Naam directly in Srimad Bhagavatam. In so many devotees, Sukadeva Goswami was telling this Bhagavatam. Parikshit was in last days. Yet he concealed this Radha name in Bhagavad, because she was his Aradhika, that is, Ishtadev. So he tried to conceal Radha Nam, because if he tells Radhika Nam, and he remembers Radhika Nam, he goes in a murcha of 6 months, Sadmashika, Murcha Bhave, it has been written. No? Understand?
Yes.
If he
would go into trance or ecstasy too much and could not speak.
Speak for 6 months.
Then no Srimad Bhagavatam.
So he had not.
No.
And one thing. Parokshabhado am Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Parokshabhado. It is in Parokshabad. What is called Parokshabad? There is a word, Sanskrit word, Parokshabad. What is the Parokshabad? I am describing this. Today I meet a man, and that man was actually a devotee. No? He was not of India. He was not Indian. He was of America. No?
Yeah.
And he was so lean and thin. But he was so learned person. And he has written so many books. And he has written so many volumes, a book of his Gurudev. Can you tell the name of that devotee?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is he?
Satyarupa Maharaj.
I have not taken your name. But yet I have discussed you all these things. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, is Paroksha Bhava. He has never told the name of Radhika directly, but he has told much and more than that. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is a rasa grantha. You know rasa grantha?
Yes, yes. It is a rasa shastra.
Rasa shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam. If a lady is naked, you should not see. No? And it will look like ugly. But he is full dressed. And if he has done so, he will try to see what is behind in this. How she is beautiful. Always utkantha. Utkantha, you know?
Of course.
Utkantha?
Great
desire.
Yes.
Untolerable desire. We cannot check.
Yes.
No? There were lakhs and lakhs of so beautiful ladies there, gopi. No?
No.
And they were so beautiful, so melodious, full of all arts. Art were serving them, and they were dancing, and Krishna was dancing with them. And at once Krishna took one of them, only one, who was so much beautiful and very, very much beautiful and all having all qualities. The most beautiful and Gunavati, having all qualities, qualified, he took that lady and at once became out of sight. Gopis are searching them. What Krishna has done? But when they saw the footprints of two, one male and other female, who is she? Who is she? They try to think it. They went on. They are now trying to know who is she. They, that time, they forgot to serve Krishna. Why? Because for this lady, for this gopi, very gopi, he has left all us. So they became so curious. Who is he? After some time, they saw that there is a deep point of Krishna feet. Know that lady's gopi's footprint is there. And the Krishna feet was 1 inch deep in Dhuli, Vrindavan. What they thought? Certainly that gopi must have said that I am so tired, I cannot walk. Then this lover, Krishna, has taken up on his shoulders and certainly gone in this way. After going some time, some distance, they saw that there are two sitting, माने ये बैठे हैं उसका लक्षण देखा, they saw that must both has seated here, and there are so many flowers hither and thither, but they decided here he has told that lady, that gopi, that oh, you should sit here, and he has taken flowers from that creepers. Because here Krishna only did things.
The toes, impression of toes in the ground. Yeah.
Because flowers were in high state. And he has caught hold of that branch and his Krishna is chan kar raha phool. Mane? His Krishna is chan kar, phoolon ka chan kar raha.
He
is collecting flowers. From creepers,
yes.
Like this. So he had must hear, he has done man prasadan of Srimati. They said that who are with us and who is not. They inquired. At last he saw that, oh, this very lady is not here. So who is this? अनया राधितो नूनं भगवान हरिदेश्वर अनया राधितो दिस वेरी गोपी है डन आराधना टू दैट पर्सन एंड नाउ सो ही इज वशीभूत ऑफ दैट गोपी वशीभूत मैंने कंट्रोल्ड ऑफ बाय दैट सो दिस मस्ट बी राधितो हियर देर इज नो ना नेम बट ओनली दिस वर्ड आराधना अनयाराधितो दिस आराधितो वर्ड डिनोट्स दैट हु इज सी इन उद्धव संदेश भ्रमद्गीत एंड ऑल अदर्स इन एवरी लाइन देर इज द नेम ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका बट बाई कवरिंग वे दिस इज कॉल्ड परोक्षवाद इन परोक्षवाद It becomes so lovely, these things. So Srimad Bhagavati is a rasa grantha. Everywhere there is Radhika now, but the persons who are not qualified, they cannot see. We have heard that there is a river in Orissa, Suvarnarekha Nadi. The river of Suvarnarekha. Gold are found there, in sand. But we cannot know that whether this is sand or gold. But the knowing person take that sand and do anything and they collect gold from all these things. So if a man is so Rashi, Tattvajna, and being in Guru Parampara, they can know that everywhere Radhanam is in Srimad Bhagavatam. In first slok we see, first slok, Janma Adasya Jata, Anmayadi Tarapasya, Artho Apikrosara. Janma Adasya Jata, first slok. This is also in Vedanta Sutra. Athato Brahma Jityasa. The next is Janamadasya Jata. And this is the Srimad Bhagavat is the explanation of this. First sloka is explanation of first sutra, second sutra of Vedanta Sutra. Janamadasya Jata. Janma Adi Jatah, from whom the Janma Sthiti and Bhang of this world comes. from where this world comes.
Yes, the origin.
And by origin.
Yes.
And in whom it is
resting.
Nourished.
Yeah. Maintained.
And after destruction, where it goes?
Yeah.
That is Brahma. Janma Adi Jasya. Jasya mane Asya Vishwasya. Or the birth of this world comes. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami Thakur, Jiva Goswami, or Sanatana Goswami has taken also another meaning also. Janma Dasya Jata. Araya Kusamani. Janma Dasya Jata. Janma Adi Jata. Adaras Eu Evi Paro Rasaha.
Adira.
Adiras. Adaras. Adaras mane? From whom every rasa come out. From whom Vatsalya comes? From whom Dasya Sakha Vatsalya Madhur Harsha Adhut Karun Rosh Dhyanas Buddha. Everything comes out from Adaras mane? Sringaras Madhura. Madhur is Adaras. From whom it comes? From whom it comes? Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna is the whole thing of this rush, ocean of this rush. Anvaya and ether by both. This world has come here by Anvaya and Vyatirek. What is Anvaya and what is Vyatirek? In general meaning, this meaning is that Anvaya. Anvaya means, you don't know Anvaya? Anvaya means from whom it is coming down. This is Anvaya. No? How it comes up by Anvaya? Anvaya means Anukul. Anukul means?
Anukul is favorable.
By favorable terms. No? I'm explaining this. I have no word for it. I'm lacking of bhasha.
Lacking of
language. Yeah. Here, Anvaya, there are three kinds of Shaktis of Krishna. His Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti. No?
Yes.
From Chit Shakti, whole Chit world comes. No?
Yes.
Krishna Lila, Krishna pastimes, Golok Vrindavan, everything comes out from Chit Shakti, Yoga Maya, Sarup Shakti. All are there is a word I'm remembering. Everything has come out from Shakti. Shakti Parinam Bhav. Shakti has taken shape of Chit Jagat. Understand?
Yes. The universe, Chit Jagat.
Chit Shakti. Chit Jagat has come from Chit Shakti. Jagat. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Krishna, the shape of Baldev, everything, and their pastimes, their love, everything is Chinmay. The trees, the earth of that Golok Vrindavan, the Lathiya of the stick of Krishna, Singha, Venu, all are Chinmay. No?
Yeah.
Because they are from Sarup Shakti. Sarup Shakti has taken shape of all these things. This is Anvaya. No?
Mm-hmm.
All jivas have come from jiva shakti. This is anya. Jiva shakti has been taken shape of all jivas. So this is shakti parinam. This is anya. And this world, illusory maya, has come out from maya. Maya shakti. Or achit shakti. These are from anya. But being a chit, jiv sarup, coming out from anuchit shakti, jiv is a chit. Whether he may be anuchit, but he is chit. No combination of achit, maya. Maya cannot control this jiv, because he is superior. But why it comes in illusory maya? Why is now controlled by this maya? It is astonishing matter. Matter of thought, astonishing.
How the jiva comes under the control of maya?
Maya. Hmm. Because jiva is chetan, maya is jar.
Hmm.
A jar vastu cannot control chetan vastu. But by the ghatan aghatan patyasi shakti of Krishna. Krishna is sarvajna. Krishna is saktiman, all saktiman. Saktiman? Full of shakti.
Yes.
Every kind of shaktis are in Krishna. He is controlling all shakti. He can do which is not to be done. He can do.
Impossible.
Impossible is always possible for Krishna.
Hmm.
So, by his aghatan ghatan pratyasi shakti, understanding?
Yes.
That is not possible. But yet it becomes possible by what shakti is called aghatan ghatan pratyasi shakti. By this, jiva being a chetan is controlled by maya. He comes in the grasp of maya. This is vyatirek. Anvay is this, from chit shakti, chit jagat, anu chit shakti, jiva comes, jiva shakti, from jiva shakti, and from maya shakti, this maya world comes. This is anvay. And pratikul, ether. Ether means jiva being a chetan, how it comes in the grasp of maya. And now he is understanding that I am this physical body. No? And he comes in the control of roop, ras, gandha, sabda, sparsh.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding?
Yes, yes.
Of this world.
Yeah.
Whether this is very so much illusory, so much dukkha-karak, dukkha-dhanevala?
Miserable.
He knows. But yet he comes in the grasp of maya. This is ether. Anvay, that was direct, and this is thy indirect. So this whole world has come and is seen by anukul and pratikul bhav of maya. Anukul from coming down from three shaktis, and here mixing of maya with amaya. Chetan mixing with this jar is ether. This is general meaning.
Yeah.
For tattva jnani. But when others is coming from them, whom? Here how it will be? Adyars mane madhur rasa.
Mm-hmm. Adyars is madhur.
Madhur rasa. Here, anvay means when Radha and Krishna are meeting together. This is anvay. Directly they are meeting. They are dancing. They are playing here and there. They are gambling. And there are so many things that is written in Goswami book. This is some bhoga rasa. That is, both are meeting together. And so many rasa is creating there. Ocean of rasa is coming there. And each other are drowning in that rasa. This is called anvaya. And vyatirek means when Srimati Radhika has done Ma, or Krishna has gone to Mathura, or Krishna has gone to Dwarka. Now there is viraharas, vipralambharas. This is vyatirek.
Direct and indirect. Sambhog and vipralambha.
By this rasa ocean goes high and high. These are laharis. These are lahar manas. Waves of that ocean is coming and down. It makes sthit. Sthit means to swell.
It increases the ocean.
And makes it so lovely. If there was no man, if there was no pravas, you know? Pravas means to go away very far. To go to cowherd. This is pravas for a day. For 12 hours or 9 hours or 8 hours. No? If Radha Krishna, both are sitting here, in one place, if Krishna has done any joke, he told Krishna, Krishna told to Radhika to cut a joke that way. Oh Chandravati, you are so beautiful. He told to Radhika. Then she at once became in other mood. She told, oh Kans, why you are sitting here? And she that big man, and she did like this. I will not talk. Krishna is doing so much trying to remove her. Both are sitting here. Or both are wanting that they should talk. They should play. But neither she is telling anything, nor just Krishna has done also like this.
So that separation, even when they're together.
Being together and not talking, this is most superior than what Krishna has gone to Dwarka. And they are not talking, this is anything more. What thing? This is not this. But when both are there and they want to talk, want to play, but they cannot play, Mon is there, dividing two. There is a very
wall of
Mon. For them to remove this wall is very good thing, if anyone can remove. Sometimes Krishna by float, sometimes by taking the feet of Krishna and Radhika, and by other means he subsides this thing. This makes this ocean of love so high. So by these things, by vipranam and sambho, it makes a rush. Abhigya swaraj. Abhigya. Abhigya means first general meaning will come that abhigya. How this world came out, how it is nourished, how it came in Krishna. It is very astonishing, effect of astonishment. Very ashcharyajanaka. Only Krishna is abhigya in this fact. Not Brahma and Shankara and all others. Even Baldev is, sometimes Baldev Prabhu does not know.
Krishna is all knowing.
But Krishna is all knowing. You know the fact that Baldev once was, he was not knowing all these facts. When Brahma stolen all the boils and cups of Krishna, and Krishna became all the cups and cowherds for 1 year. And he played Devi. He used to go to forest with all these things and again returns his home and goes to their mothers, their cows, and they play like usual.
Yes.
When 2 or 3 days were
passed.
Where baki rah gaye the.
Oh yeah, remaining.
Remaining.
In the year, yeah.
Baldev Prabhu saw that at once. Cows are coming running. And they are not giving milk to
new
calves. They are giving it to the calves who are more than 1 year. And the fathers were loving their, not their
babies.
So baby child. Mothers are not loving their baby childs, but those who are of 1 year or 2 years, they are loving their child. Why? He said that, oh, Brahma has done, Brahma cannot do. Shankar? No. Any others? No. I am not knowing that whose Maya is, by whose Maya, I have been also misled. He saw towards Krishna. And at once he knew that this is Maya of Krishna, which keep me in deep andhakar. Andhakar means
darkness.
For 1 year to me.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Maya of Krishna. I am cheated. He laughed and told Krishna, Krishna, why you have done so? Krishna also began to laugh. Oh, I have done. Because I wanted to test the milk of cows. Cows wanted that I should be calf of and son of all. And all gopis were in mother's day. They wanted that I should be a child of all gopis. For this I took Brahma here and I played all these things. So I have done this. So Baldev Prabhu also is unknown by, unaware by the Krishna Maya. What to say? Others are so much of it getting Dasaras. How to serve Krishna? How to please Krishna? Radha knows. And how to please Radhika? Krishna knows. And how to make this rush ocean so increasing? They know. And how to give it to others? They know. Both Radhika and Krishna. So both are abhikindas. Tene brahma hridaya adakabe muhyante jata suraya. How this srishti, this birth of this world and nourishment and to jagat ko apne mein le lena, to take the world in him. Lawyer, you know lawyer?
Lawyer, no.
Lawyer means everything to take in his incarnate Desai Vishnu, Mahalo.
Yes.
So, Tene Brahmarida, Brahma wanted to create this world, but he was failed. He came out from Garbhodasai's this
navel.
What is called?
His navel, he came out on the stem of the lotus coming from his navel.
From lotus.
Yeah.
What to do? He began to what came tapata from water, and he began to do tapa. You know tapa?
Yes, the past austerity. No.
Tapa.
Meditation.
At last Krishna came in his heart, in his mind, remembrance, in dhyana, and told him, who am I? What is this world? What is the illusory maya? What is bhakti? What is sadhana? What is prema? Everything. Yeah? In four slopes.
Chatur slopes.
But he knew all these things. But how it became practically, he has no idea. So Krishna told that, I am keeping my hands on you, and you will aware of all these things. By my grace, everything will
be revealed.
I will reveal all these things to you.
Yeah.
So Guru can tell everything, but Shishya cannot feel it.
Yeah.
But when he will tell that, oh, by my grace, you should feel it.
Then it's manifest in his heart.
By manifesting all these things in his heart. Then Brahma knew this. Tene Brahma Ridaja Adakabai. So he manifested all these tattva, words tattva, Bhagavat tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, and everything what this world is connected, everything. He told to Brahma. Tene means manifest.